percentage.
This staggering kind of...
I want to speak to you about the gloves.
The?
In town yesterday, several kids found a hidden orchestra pit.
I want you to tell me what's on your mind.
I want to go to the store. You know what I know, and then you don't anymore, so what happened?
It is strange not to notice anything, waiting backward in an aerial view. Antenna, small antenna, mirror. I dread place names. Freeze behind the curtain. Shadowy limbs extend, eclipse frame. Tokens of love, just about here.
Your story's about the talking heads.
I can only look at one face at a time.
Get louder.
Just my hands, and then yours. Wait a minute.
I might have come over sooner.
Wet names, gold ones, getting paler every minute. The blue trees are almost black. Sag, or was it grass?
Why don't you go get a haircut? Something sharp.
Something soaks up your hands. They look alone back at you. They bend into the lake. You got an itch. I feel heavy.
The difference is not important. Kick off your shoes.
That's the kind of ridicule I can't abide.
You want to think about me after I'm gone.
5 years from now, no one will know the difference. You are stubborn.
Who I am elsewhere is not significant here.
It is a warm evening.
When did it get built, and how is it made?
The rocks arrived at midday, some centuries ago. The young monks prepared to build several fireplaces within the building they had secluded for themselves, were invited to picnic with two young women. Eventually, the young men were shoved, drunk and perturbed, into a wagon and taken off down the road, never to be seen again. The young women loaded the rocks into the trough so that the absence of the monks would be more telling and eerie. People doubted the outside from then on. This event occasioned many stories. They held to their views tenaciously.
Suggesting an end that never occurred? Alone in the clouds. Embedded appeals.
Let's go hum to the scrawny orchestra. Ready to fly?
You want someone else to approximate your positions.
It's ecstatic austerity. The light begins to fall. In this way, the fantastic criminal buttresses his life with an inventive candor that appears to be false candor, but he is secretly obsessed.
My body comes under fire and goes amid men marching across Europe, unquote.
Confused between ribald and plaintive identifications, filmy geese go by.
Dreams are no more a mystery than I am.
I get tired and think the same thing over and over again. About sex and ancient boulders. Thump around in an enclosure and go to sleep.
You should get used to places. Disturb me.
I can't. Anybody might show up. A stampede. I got boxed in last night.
That's my idea, how things work.
Why don't you go out and imitate animals and shrubs?
Long legs, large feet. I'm nearly perfectly in control. Nobody's going to run over me.
Horses rear up out of the debris and lick their riders. Equestrian knights chamois forth. Suddenly a man with 5 arms and 17 legs uses all of them easily, successfully imitating abundance. Circles and vapors. Vapors and playing with everybody. That's what.
I know you increasingly well.
Here we have homemade thingies, fragile artifacts, relish trays, gilded framed small hands.
A plot of sea memories.
Servile and civilized potted palms.
It doesn't go out beyond the traffic noise.
Your past is better forgotten.
Since it is the criminal who invents, one cannot be mistaken in making oneself the subject of the dream.
Running off of the mouth and assuaging fears.
You're too clear.
What a punchy seduction trip. Finally I, the bird in my head. You.
I repeat.
Dear, don't repeat.
Okay, okay. What are you being so vague for?
I don't understand.
News of hungry ghosts. Favorite daughter, favorite son. Chatter in vast architecture.
I'll think about it.
True memory is just a glamorous condensation.
A woman, her curls tucked under her collar, balloons out into the world and follows a stranger. It is difficult for her to come to terms with philosophical questions. The stranger is, at present, as massive as she was, but she has made herself small. The round look of things in front of her is familiar, and out of the corner of her eyes, things are out of focus. A few dangling lights, too. She runs up and down the hill out of breath. If she thought he had to do anything correctly, she would stutter.
When I was little, I didn't like seeing a movie of a strange event.
The skeleton inside you. Parts of rusty machines stick through wooden gates.
Not when I'm around. I can't concentrate.
On what?
Several years ago, there was a tornado named after me. I didn't like it then, and I don't like it now. I have to evaluate my life with or without. When one circulates, like I do, it is important to obscure illustrations. Just as there are circular catastrophes that don't engender sexual pleasure, but suggest it. When I take it upon myself to narrate the event I can remember, without abuse, although I do abuse them.
That's starch.
You know, I never use felt-tip pen.
You pig.
I'm just a little oinking, and you're a bulldozer.
Is that what you think?
One bare engine.
Baby gurgles bubble from it.
Bent in.
That's how I got here.
Holding a salutary position.
I didn't need to remind you.
Mad and violent, unsociable gatherings in parks, bars, and discos.
There's a lubricated glow in the evening sky. I feel better. A suave tonality. Not having any lips. Many striped gray cats make the physical unnecessary in other situations.
But other people accommodate the cars.
I am sensitive.
Two positions. I always say I'm going home when I'm unsettled. I'm going in the right direction.
Wet, tidy embraces. I'm going to make up my own card game so I don't have to look at yours. Soothing words can be unsettling, you know.
I'm sitting in an aluminum chair and you don't have to go out for air. I am sitting in an aluminum chair and don't have to go out for air. I am sitting.
Foregoing the bird's nest.
Would you like to see my odd-shaped tools?
Yes.
Voila, the pale south.
The concept of night is mingling with false starts.
Nice colors.
Compulsive.
Broken glass roused by swimming fish.
Eros gets me down. That's why I make up justifications. I think we're fucking, but you're asleep. You wake up and the house tilts at a 45-degree angle. I don't want to yearn when I have you in my arms.
Why are you pleading your case again?
I like presents. Your turn.
Water seeps in.